Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Five? Well, that's got to be a quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, he is cute. Oh, that's, Adrian Peterson, 100%. Adam Thielen. Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like him. I know exactly who that is. That's the mother that loses every goddamn game. That's Kirk Cousins. Then get rid of him. He's the cutest. That's Diggs. Minnesota Miracle right there.
What a woman.
Who is that? I saw that going viral yesterday.
I think it's just a TikTok that some loyal Vikings fan was interviewing her aunt, and she clearly is very passionate about the purple.
Her beloved aunt?
Yes. Yeah.
This is, if you get it,
yes.
you get it.
Yes.
This is Purple Daily.
Phil Mackey.
Phil Mackey, Judd Zolgad, our executive producer, Declan Goff. And Purple Daily is daily Vikings entertainment presented by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. And boys, we're counting it down here. We are less than a week away from Vikings training camp. We've had Judd tell training camp stories throughout the last few weeks. We've done some preview stuff, more preview stuff early next week. But every day starting today and going through the middle part of next week, Judd Zolgad on ScoreNorth.com is examining a key topic or situation and doing a deep dive, leading you guys up. So if you're not already a frequent visitor of ScoreNorth.com or the ScoreNorth app, which is free to download, you should get on that so you can read Judd's stuff. But let's dive into the first. You wrote about this. It's posted right now. The Vikings don't have any career NFL snaps behind Kirk Cousins right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a problem do you think that is? How risky do you think that is?
Well, let me say this, too. This series of seven pieces that's going to go through next Tuesday and training camp begins on Wednesday. This series stays with the Purple Daily mission of we want to see a Super Bowl here and expectations are high. Okay. Mm-hmm. So some of this is going to be good. I'm going to write, I think today about the return of Daniil Hunter, what that means to the pass rush, which of course is a good thing or should be. So this series is going to have both the good and I wouldn't even call it the bad. I would call it is this the right move to win a Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I start with this. And let me go back to the year that Bridgewater got hurt. Dex, I'm sorry about this, but
Earmuffs, Declan, earmuffs.
The first or second day of training camp when I arrived in Mankato back then, that was 2016, right? I went to practice and I thought to myself, Sean Hill, backup QB to Teddy, is like a mentor. He's like a quarterback's coach. But if push comes to shove and you have to throw him in, and I never thought, like, for a season because Teddy breaks his leg. But, you know, let's say I was saying, let's say Teddy gets hurt and misses three games at the time. Can Sean Hill play? And, of course, Teddy did get hurt. We saw Hill play, and he actually won the opener against the Titans. But then at his age at the time, he lands on the injured list because, well, he was old, and that was why. Fast forward to now, and it's the reverse, but it's still sort of, in my opinion, comparable. Another season where this isn't like a feel-good team. Like, it's not like, boy, if the Vikings are good, it's going to be fun. So you got Kirk, and then you got guys behind him. And because there's so little expected of this team, if Kellen Mond or Jake Browning has to play, it's going to be good experience. It's like, no, that's not what this year is about. And let me be perfectly clear here, because I know where Phil, you might stop me and the fan base might too. So I'll say this, Trevor Siemian and a guy like Sean Mannion are not the magic elixir and the fix. If Cousins gets hurt, you are in trouble. I get that. But they're guys who have taken professional snaps. Like, they played in NFL games. If you have to get by with them for a game or two, they are going to, and I say this without being a smartass, they are going to know how to hand off to Dalvin Cook. Like, they're going to sort of know. They're not professional race car drivers, like guys that you would want to drive the car, but they've driven the car before. So in a pinch, they're going to know what they're doing. Now, just to wrap up the point here, because this is the key point to me.
Fighting my urge to talk about Brainerd International Raceway right now, but continue.
Oh, you know what? Go ahead. I'll stop for that.
Okay. I mean, okay. You bring up race car drivers. And yeah, listen, Moto America is coming to the BIR racetrack next weekend. So July 30th through August 1st. And I mean, we're talking 190 miles an hour of just adrenaline. And it's not just racing. Wow. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Declan's good at like imitations and stuff. Yeah, he's very talented.
So Moto America events are very family friendly. We're talking kid zones, carnival games, stunt shows, vendors, all the things that Judd loves to do as well. Kids 12 and under get in free. So if you're looking for ticket and camping information, also BIRMN.com, Brainerd International Raceway. Sorry, continue.
Oh, no problem. So the last point of this, and my concern is, in minicamp, Jake Browning appeared to be the backup. So, like, the depth chart appears to go Cousins, at least entering training camp, Cousins, Browning, and I would say probably Mond/Stanley, but I think Mond is third. Mm-hmm. So if Jake Browning has to play, he has been on the practice squad for 2 years. He has never taken a snap in a game. That concerns me if he has to play. And remember, there's two things. One is, I know the Vikings can say Kirk Cousins has started every game since 2015, aside from one when Mannion started, and we held him out because our playoff position was secure. So, I mean, come on. But I don't know that it's a wise idea in, again, a season on which the head coach's job probably rides, and heck, the starting quarterbacks might too. I don't know it's a wise idea to get haughty and be like, he won't get hurt. So if Browning has to start, never taking a snap. More concerning to me, in that I think it could be really detrimental, is the fact that if Zim decides, and there's a good chance he might, I'm keeping two quarterbacks, Rick. I'm not keeping three. Active roster, two quarterbacks. Well, guess who you're not going to try and sneak through the practice squad, because he'll be claimed in a heartbeat? Kellen Mond. So Kellen Mond's the backup. Okay, so let's say Kirk gets hurt or is COVID positive. And if we're right and he is not vaccinated, I do not say this as a political statement, he's going to be tested every day. The NFL is itching to basically prove that guys should be vaxxed, down to where there are now reports out that coaches are threatening fringe players. If you're not vaxxed, you're not going to make our team. Okay, so let's go down that path. Kellen Mond has to play. This could be your quarterback of the future. He's a third-round pick. Now, we don't know if it's going to work, but this is not some guy. This is not the Jake Brownings. Like, oh, we signed him, and if he fails, he fails. If you throw him in week three because Kirk has turned up COVID positive, and if he does, he can't play. He won't play. Is that a really good idea? So anyway, this all gets back to, I just ask you the question, would you not like to have a backup who is not, you know, starting caliber material consistently, but would make more sense in a season like this to at least step in and handle a couple games?
So, all right, I hear you. I hear the panic sort of trailing behind you.
It's very small panic.
Walk into the show today.
It's just a thought, a thinker.
And I, you know, and it's definitely a worthwhile question. I would say a couple things. I think you are over dramatizing the difference between like Sean Mannion, who's played NFL snaps, and Jake Browning, who hasn't. I think you're overvaluing like Sean Mannion has played in NFL games. So Jake Browning, we don't talk a lot about Jake Browning because he's been a practice squad quarterback the last couple of years, and I think the odds would be very much against him based on where he was drafted, that he would be anything other than a clipboard holder in his career. So there's really no, like, there's not going to be a big Jake Browning you know, we're not going to have Jake Browning watch practice updates or anything. Kellen Mond, maybe, because there's a little bit more upside there. But Jake Browning started 53 games in a Power 5 conference at Washington from 2015 through 2018. So he's quite literally like the most experienced you could ever get coming out of college. Like, it's pretty hard to find guys who started 53 games in Power 5 conferences like the Pac-12. So, and then he has spent the last 2 years on the practice squad. He's gotten reps, you know, on the scout team. You know, he's been part of two training camps. I believe he played in preseason games 2 years ago in 2019, if I'm not mistaken. But like, I think to frame it up, like, if Jake Browning were to step foot on an NFL playing field, he would just piss down his leg and have no idea what to do. Listen, like, here's the other thing with the backup quarterbacks. If Kirk Cousins goes down, A, the Vikings are screwed anyways. So a lot of this, like, most teams are screwed. But B, if Kirk Cousins goes down, the backup quarterback's job for that week, or for, let's say it's a 3 week period, let's say Kirk tests positive for COVID or something, he's out for like three games, which is a very plausible scenario, right? Or maybe his rookie left tackle misses an assignment and boom, like, Kirk gets blindsided and he's out for whatever. Your job as a backup quarterback, the next game or the next three games, is going to be throw 12 passes and hand off to Dalvin Cook and Alex Mattison 55 times. So, like, the expectations for what a backup quarterback would have to do anyways, like, the Vikings would say defense and running the ball are going to win the game. So I hear you. I just don't know. I guess my question back would be, with such limited cap space, what were they supposed to do? Like, if you had the option of signing, let's say, Bashaud Breeland for a couple million dollars, up maybe up to like whatever he can make with incentives, or a viable backup quarterback that might do nothing for you this year, I would rather, with that limited cap space, I would rather them roll the dice that Kirk's going to continue to be healthy than sign a backup quarterback and not have, you know, Sheldon Richardson or something. So, although they do have cap space now, so like, they did have cap space if they wanted to.
And I'm not saying pay a backup a ton. I'm saying that there's guys out there who have played, and I would liken the difference between a Mannion or a Simeon and a Browning to this. Because again, I'm not trying to imply that the two veterans are like going to step in and be great. So I'm not saying that. But where I would draw a comparison is Mannion and Simeon have driven stick shifts before. And they might be sort of rough at driving stick shifts, but they know how it works. I think the step from I started in college and I haven't really played in 2 years. I've been a practice squad guy to, oh my God, I'm in the game, can cause screw ups in the smallest of things that sufficient backup quarterbacks can do. I'm talking about handing off. I'm talking about screen passes. I'm not talking about like, oh my God, he steps in and throws a bunch of great passes. So I'm just talking about running the offense. That's what I would like is, or that's what I think would be a wise move. Because yeah, if Kirk goes out, if Kirk breaks his leg and is out for an extended period of time, it's over. Unless you have a way to go and get a quarterback like they did when Teddy got hurt. Because my Sean Hill piece back in 2016 was never intended to be like, well, if Teddy misses the whole season, Sean Hill, I was just saying for a short period of time, and that was because of Sean's age. In this case, it's the opposite, because Sean at the time, I think, was what, pushing 40? He was 30-something and was basically just an old man. And now you're going to a young kid, and I just would like somebody who knows how to operate the car professionally. And I am talking about the nuances of the job. Mm. And that's what, and you know what? There's a reason why, what's the family of quarterbacks who always got jobs for the last X amount of years. I think he was with the Texans.
The Mannings?
That's no, what I was about to say.
No. I want to say the
McCown.
Yeah. The McCowns. Thank you. I mean, there's a reason why.
I thought they were all, so there's a McCown. There's a McNown. Is it the McCowns or the McNowns?
Josh and Luke McCown, aren't they brothers?
Yeah.
Are they? Okay.
But the point is they got jobs because of exactly what I'm talking about. That they would know, in case of fire, they'd know where to go. Not like, oh my God, the place on fire.
Well, here's a list, just, you know, in case, because this could still be a thing. Like, the Vikings could still sign a veteran backup quarterback. So I'm on NFL Trade Rumors.co. know if they couldn't afford the .com. And there's a bunch of names on here that just, like, there's Ryan Finley, there's Kevin Hogan, right? But in terms of guys that you would recognize and you've seen them play before, just give me a yes or no. If you had a chance to sign this guy, and I'll give you like five of them or so.
Sure.
And this guy's the backup so that you don't have to rush Kellen Mond and you don't have to put Jake Browning out there. I'm fine with Browning. I mean, the guy started 53 games in college. He played against Alabama in a playoff game like 4 years ago. Like, just whatever. Like, he's been on your practice squad for 2 years. He knows how to run your system. Just put him out there. Brett Hundley, 28 years old, former Packers.
He has taken a lot of snaps. I will give him that. Well,
I'd rather have Browning.
Nah, I'd rather have Hundley.
Have to learn your system, though.
But keep in mind, too, this is a break the glass in case of emergency QB, too. Just to be clear. So we're not saying we'd prefer these guys in real life, but just in case of emergency, I would rather have Hundley than Browning, and I really don't want to rush Mond. My biggest thing is, if we're having this conversation about Mond next year, it's a problem. Like, something's gone wrong.
Well,
I think you need to be fair to his development.
I mean, there's another layer to this too, which is you need to know how the car operates, and each car is different in the NFL. The car that Sean McVay is having his quarterbacks drive is different than the one that the Kubiaks drive, right? And you could go across the board.
Yeah, Kubiak. So
Buick.
You drive a big Buick.
I just think the fact that this has been the same or similar offensive system with a few tweaks for like 3 years, and Jake Browning's been in all of those meetings, he's been in all of those practices, he knows the verbiage, he knows the routes and all those things. RG3 is available.
I thought he was going to retire and go and become...
Well, he's going to retire because he's still available.
Analyst. I would rather have RG3 than Hundley. And then Browning, for sure.
I'll take Browning still. Declan?
Yeah,
I'm rolling the dice to Browning. I would roll the dice to Browning. It's fine.
Oh,
it's suck fine. Up.
Matt Barkley?
No. God, no.
No, Browning. No. Browning. I'll not saying
Matt
Barkley.
Judd. I'll take Stella.
Stella the dog.
Stella, don't.
Buff. Just strap a ball to her back.
Don't sleep on Stella.
Yeah, I don't sleep on Stella.
She's got speed. Yes. She's got speed and she can hit the egg.
Yeah. Lose it.
37-year-old Matt Moore.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I'd Matt Moore.
Actually, yes.
That's exactly the type of guy 100%. I want.
I'd take Matt Moore.
And you know what? Good in the room as well.
Matt Moore beat the Vikings Pat Mahomes was out.
2 years
and here's
ago.
What I like. And here's what I like about a guy like Matt Moore that flat out Kirk is not going to give you. I think Matt Moore would help a guy like Kellen Mond.
You don't think Kirk would?
You really think Kirk's going to help Kellen Mond a lot?
I don't think Kirk's going to spend a couple extra hours like.
I don't think he's Kirk's, and I don't think Kirk's going to hurt Kellen Mond. Like, I don't think he's actively going to
poison his coffee.
Poison him, but I don't think he's going to help him. And I think a guy like Matt Moore would help him. I mean, Sean Hill, when he was here, helped Teddy, but the problem was he was the only other guy there.
Yeah. So Matt Moore has 32 career NFL starts. Now 12 came in 2011 with Miami when he was like the starting quarterback for most of the year. But I'll give you that. I would take Matt Moore. Kyle Sloter.
No.
He doesn't have any.
It's the greatest preseason quarterback in NFL
history.
Give him a shot, man.
No.
Isn't it kind of weird, though, that he's, for as much as a large chunk of Vikings fans were just like, dude, this, like, not only should this guy be the main backup, but the minute that Kirk struggles, like, this dude should be in a game. And every team in the NFL has thought differently, right? I mean, every team has seen what he's done in the preseason.
The fans are smarter.
Well, I think there's some questions. Like, why is he so great in preseason games and yet has never gotten a shot, barely even to be on an active roster? Right? He's just bounced around to practice. I think it tells you something about behind the scenes, practice, work ethic. I don't know. And then I'll give you a couple more. Drew Stanton is 37 years old, still around, long time career backup.
No,
I think that dude's been a backup for about 13, 14 years. I don't know if he started 10 games.
That's what I was going to say. Up. Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably going to. I'm probably going to take a pass on that one. So I've got Matt Moore, RG3, more in that area.
All right, Drew Stanton, just for fun here. He has started 17 career NFL games. Yeah, but the last time he played in the game was in 2017 with the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
So, all right.
Yeah.
So Matt Moore, make the call. Rick, make the call. Get the haul.
I'm only saying that this is something to keep an eye on in a season in which there are huge expectations. Again, if this was not that season, like if this was, the Vikings are going to be competitive, but we don't know, I would not make this case. The only reason why I made the same case in 2016 is, again, that was a team coming off a playoff experience that we expect to be really good.
Yeah. Boys, we love rankings on this show, don't we? We just... Anytime there's any ranking of any kind, and on tomorrow's show, we've got a list of GM rankings from NBC Sports Edge. Where does Rick Spielman rank? You'll have to tune in tomorrow to find out. But this is from Bill Barnwell, ESPN.com, and he has ranked all 32 teams based on their offensive weaponry. So here are the parameters. This is only about 2021 performance, so they're not considering a player's contract status, cap hit, long-term prognosis. Who, like, what are the best weapons groups? Wide receiver, running back, tight end for a 17-game season in 2021. Wide receivers are weighted more heavily than running backs or tight ends, and not everybody who was considered gets mentioned, and so he doesn't list, like, every possible name. He by the way, he has the – some people wonder, like – Why are you guys so high on Deshaun Watson when that was still a conversation, you know, 6 months ago? He went 4-12. Well, the Houston Texans are 32nd in weapons. I mean, they traded away one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. They don't have anything there. It's a dumpster fire franchise. Like, the Vikings have an infrastructure at least, right? Lions 31. Mm-hmm. Bears in the bottom five. They were like 20 or bottom six. They were like 26th. Mm-hmm. All right. Rams 10. Bills 9, Seahawks 8, Panthers 7, Chiefs 6, Vikings 5. They were ranked 17th last year, and they jump up to 5th in Arsenal rankings. It's hard to think of a trade that looks more like a win-win for both sides after one season than the Stephon Diggs-Justin Jefferson swap. All Jefferson did was produce one of the most impressive seasons by a rookie receiver in league history. At this point, everyone's on the same page with Dalvin Cook. When he's healthy, he's right alongside Derrick Henry as the most fearsome back in all of football. And they also mentioned Adam Thielen in here. Browns 4th, Titans 3rd, Cowboys 2nd, Buccaneers number 1. Your thoughts on the Vikings having a top 5 group of weapons around Kirk Cousins?
I think it's entirely accurate. I'm surprised the Chiefs aren't higher, I guess. A little bit surprised by that. But anyway, yes, I think that this is why, and this goes back to my point, this is why expectations are and should be incredibly high. I mean, they replaced Stephon Diggs with a guy who stepped in and basically replaced Stephon Diggs, which you don't do. I mean, think about the normal, like, Stephon Diggs forces a way out, and we'd like to introduce Devin Aromashdu. Or Michael Jenkins, you know, it's not, oh my God, you just drafted. And by the way, with the last receiver drafted in the first round, you just got the best one. Dalvin Cook continues to be a workhorse. He continues to be incredibly talented. The only reason why I think any of us question that contract was because of the position. But we have never said a word about, oh man, he's not that good. No, he's that good. Mm-hmm. Thielen, very reliable. He is great in that, in my opinion, he's great in that number two role to a Diggs or Jefferson. I actually think now how can I put this as nicely as possible? Because this guy's got a lot of fans in the state, and plus he just won't leave. I actually think you've done a very nice job of replacing Rudolph now with Irv Smith.
Oh, he had a blast at the 3M Open.
Dude, you play in New York now. You play in New York now. Go hang out in Manhattan.
Okay, real quick side street here. So I saw a bunch of pictures of Kyle Rudolph and Josh Duhamel or Duhamel.
Duhamel.
Actor guy, right?
Yep.
Okay, isn't Josh...
Or he's ex, right?
Yes.
Isn't Josh doing ads for, like, North Dakota's Visitors Bureau?
That is correct, yep. Yes.
So why are we, he's not, like, a Minnesotan. He's like in the region. He's like in Vikings territory, sort of. Right. No, he's from North Dakota.
He's like this weird.
Thanks, Larry David.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Why would you leave?
Yeah. He's like this weird transplant Minnesotan guy. I don't understand it. I don't.
Because
really
he's a
like
Minnesota sports fan. He adopted our teams, and so like we adopted him because he's famous.
Such
it's
a
typical
classy
Minnesota.
Example. It's like Nick Swardson, Josh Duhamel. It's like, all right, let's find C-list celebrities and comedians and like prop them up. It's like, guys, let's. He's from North Dakota, for God's sake.
But this
okay?
goes back to our need, and this has been true since I was a kid. The joke has been, and it's correct, and by the way, Sid took advantage of this a lot. If you, like, set foot in our airport, we claim your ass.
Lindsey Vonn went skiing.
I mean,
in
Tom Lehman moved to Arizona, like, in 1875, and we still claim him. So you're true. Right. Lindsey Vonn. Lindsey Vonn moved when she was, like, a year and a half, but we claim her because she went to Buck. Because her parents slid her butt That's down true. Buck Hill one time. You're exactly right. It's a weird. But anyway, so with Kyle now gone and any let's say, confusion as to who really is the top tight end is now removed. So Irv Smith, who I still contend I'm a huge fan of, I actually think that now with Tyler Conklin, it's going to be a better mix and match. So, yeah, skill position-wise, I honestly think the Vikings' top flight skill position players are all incredibly legit. Yeah. And so that's a high ranking, but I think it's probably accurate.
Hey, kids, how's the water?
It's full of weeds.
I can't move my legs.
Your arms are free, right?
Yeah.
Wave them around. It's fun.
You kidding me?
This can't be happening.
This is Jamie from the Aquaside Company. Clear your water completely. Destroy weeds, algae, and the muck that's preventing you from enjoying your waterfront property. We know your time in the water is precious. We're the Aquaside Company. Call 800-328-9350 or visit aquaside.com. State permit may be required.
I think all of this, like the top five skill position players ranking, it's just another thing to put under the file of no more excuses, right? Let's lean into to use a buzz phrase of the last couple of years. Let's lean into high expectations here, and if they fall short, we can all sort of reevaluate, figure out, all right, does someone need to go after the season? But you know, there's a pretty strong consensus that the Vikings offense should be among the best if the play calling is right. And if Kirk plays well again, like he did, you know, after the 1-5 start, they've got the weapons. I have an offensive line nugget that I want to share with you in a second, too. But we can't let another minute pass without talking about how comfortable we all are here in our chill boys.
God.
I want to use another word. In fact, I feel like comfortable is not quite the powerful word needed here when it comes to chill boys. I'm going to steal a phrase from our guy, or a word from Randy in Cottage Grove. Snug. That's how I feel. All right. Chill Boys are a Minnesota based company, and they have been providing us the last month or so with the most comfortable boxers and boxer briefs, bamboo fabric that you'll ever put on in your life. And I know we've gotten some reports that there are a bunch of you guys. Don't be shy. Purple Daily listeners, we see you putting that Purple Daily recommendation when it says, how'd you hear about Chill Boys? Definitely keep entering Purple Daily in there because they keep sending us screenshots like, holy crap, Purple Daily listeners love Chill Boys. Chillboys.com, where they are passionate about one thing, your comfort.
Can I give a Chill Boys testimonial from last night?
Quickly, yes. God.
How can I talk quickly about Chill Boys when the comfort is so high? I've got this pair of mesh shorts that I've talked about before, but I really enjoy them and I wear them quite a bit to the point of where last night I'm like, I got to wash the mesh shorts.
What? For the first time?
No, for the first time in like 2 weeks though, because wear them around the house. Disgusting. I wear them around the house. I don't wear them to work.
That is so gross.
Anyway, let me continue with my testimonial because Chill Boys is the real winner in this case. So while my mesh shorts are in the washer, I've got the Chill Boys on. And I'm like, you know what? I don't need shorts to walk around the house.
No,
I've got the Chill Boys.
It's great.
So Chill Boys, I keep saying this, though, because they come – not only is there huge comfort, but they give you comfort, but they also give you almost what shorts do. And so you don't have to worry about flopping. You don't have to worry about accidentally showing too much. Chill Boys.
I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Right. Chill Boys. Listen, you two. I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of guys like me who I think we call ourselves a little bit on the lazy side at times. And chill boys, when you're washing the shorts, provide you what's a short.
We're gonna roll graphic random Viking of the week.
No flopping. Come on, you guys know what flopping is. Guys know what flopping is. Flopping hey, right out.
Before before random Viking of the week, I do want to share this nugget here. Boy, nugget might not have been the right word there.
Yeah.
That's a new problem. Yes.
I think people act like with the Vikings offensive line, all right? The pass protection clearly has not been very good the last few years, all right? But I think people mistakenly act like every pass play comes with like a barrage of pressure and like literally every time Kirk drops back. Mm-hmm. And I look back at that team pass block win rate stat that we brought up on yesterday's show from ESPN.com. So the Vikings were 18th as an offensive line, 18th out of 32 in pass block win rate. They provided a fully clean pocket 56% of the time. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. The Packers were the best team at like 68% or something like that. So fully clean pocket more than half the time. They don't have data on like partially clean pocket, but you know what? Partially clean pocket, you got to make it work sometimes. So I just want to squash this notion that like the Vikings have a top five skill position group and their offensive line, even last year, as bad as it was still giving a clean pocket about half the time. So let's not overstate like the obstacles that are in the way of scoring touchdowns late in games. And right. I just not to make this all about Kirk, but they've got enough here. They got enough here in 2021. Make it happen.
Yeah. And if the new left guard and the guy that snaps the ball to Kirk can provide protection again, that comes back to the whole no excuses thing. But I will say this on Bradbury, there are now no excuses too. If he can't pass protect now, it's just done.
Yep.
Like this is year three, mm-hmm. right? So like this is to a point where that's the great thing about this. It's across the board. So this is no like one Kirk thing. The no excuses thing is everybody, including the front office and the coaching staff.
Yep. All right, boys. No excuses for you guys here. You compete against each other. You get three wrong guesses each. It's the random Viking of the week. Are you ready for mm-hmm. your first clue? I'm just gonna go clue by clue. You're free to ask yes or no questions. I'm free to reject. I'm free to not answer. It's a free country. All right?
Okay.
All right, this random Viking of the week hails from Atlanta, Georgia. He celebrates a birthday tomorrow, actually. Happy birthday to this random Viking of the week. His best two seasons in college, he combined over those two seasons for over 2,000 yards and 20 touchdowns.
Herschel Walker.
Okay. He was undrafted.
Is he a running back?
No.
Like how Phil thought about that and almost rejected it.
I'll decide when the clues get thrown up.
All right.
He once averaged 21 yards per reception in a season.
He's from, just to go back on the clues, since I'm not jotting them down, he's from Atlanta?
Yes. I think Judd's got it. I'll give you one more clue here if you want, though.
Yeah, I'm not.
Do you think you have it? Or
No. I'm trying to put the clues together.
The Vikings were the only NFL team he played for.
Oh, dang it.
He's undrafted.
His head coach in college was also on the Vikings coaching staff when he then played for the Vikings.
Have you given his college yet?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
I will say that his college was also in the state of Georgia.
Okay, I'll take a second shot at this. This is just a complete guess. Kelly Campbell.
Boom! There it is. legendary number three wide receiver during the Mike Tice era.
It is what it is.
Kelly Campbell.
Who coached him?
Man.
George O'Leary.
Oh, God.
Georgia Tech.
Was that after the whole Notre Dame kerfuffle where he...
Yes.
Where he,
so he fucked
lied
his
on the resume.
Resume.
From Central Florida, right?
Yes. And so George O'Leary was the Georgia Tech coach.
All right.
And Kelly Campbell, in his second year at Georgia Tech, went for over 1,000 yards. That was mostly a run-centric and still is program there. And then George O'Leary was the defensive coordinator for the Vikings for a minute in like 2003, I want to say.
Yep.
So there is Kelly Campbell's appearance on Random Viking of the Week, powered by Federated Mutual Insurance Company. Federated has been helping business owners for over 100 years. They've also been helping Big Brothers Big Sisters raise $41 million since 2005 as part of the Federated Challenge, thanks to partners like Sit Investment Associates, the Lynx and the Timberwolves, Holborn Corporation. You can find out about all the great work Big Brothers Big Sisters does at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. All right. For our next episode, Judd just talks about Chill Boys and floppage for 30 minutes.
You don't want to look.
You'll want to tune in for that.
I'll do the next read for Chill Boys next week, I think. I think you have bogarted the mic on and provided so much information on Chill Boys this week.
But you know what? Because that's what sells. That's
great.
What moves product. We want guys like me who like to be comfortable and lazy to know that it's okay to be that way.
All right, I'm going to steal one from Levitard show here. Put it on the poll. Does Judd Zolgad move product
seriously
for Chill Boys talking about floppage?
Old people. You got to get to the old people.
My God.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow for a little 4-Question Friday, Purple Daily.
Bye.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.